All right, we're going to talk a little football now. A fellow plays for the San Diego Chargers. He is a Colorado native. His name is Marcus Harris. Marcus, good morning. You're on with Vic and Gary.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
Well, we are doing well. Let's talk a little bit about the Chargers season. And first time around, the Broncos come to San Diego and take care of you guys. And at the time, we all thought it would be a race to the finish. Or actually, at the time, we thought they left you guys for dead.
We thought it was over.
And then you guys go on and win out. Tell us about losing to the Broncos and perhaps that motivating you for the rest of the season.
Well, actually, you tell you the truth, I actually started this season with the 49ers.
Ah. And, so you weren't there then.
No, I've been there the last 4 years, though, and then this year, you know, like I said, I started the year with the 49ers, wanted, obviously, more opportunity to play, so I went down to San Fran.
Glad Gary opened this segment. That is so good.
Well, just to let you know, I ended up pulling my hamstring 3 times.
Did you really?
Yeah, it turned into a tear, and so then they released me. They said, you know, we got to bring up a young guy to fill in for you. We'll bring you back in 4 to 6 weeks. So I came home, rehabbed, did all that good stuff, and then actually San Diego, Green Bay, and San Fran were calling about 4 weeks later. So it was nice because I had options. And obviously, you know, the Chargers were on a roll. You know, I know the system. I know everybody there. So it just worked out perfect. So obviously, you know, being a Charger, you know, former Charger, obviously I watched them and I watched the games. And actually I watched the game against Denver and myself, like everybody else was, we were pretty surprised how Denver started the season off.
So right now you're a Charger?
Yes, I'm a Charger.
Okay, so you're not wrong.
Well, he wasn't there for the game, though.
Okay, but you're fine.
He wasn't there for, he was with the Niners, got released, right. and went up re-signing with the Chargers.
Yeah. Exactly
the research
right.
people will suffer. That's all I have to say. Now, you're a Colorado kid. Where'd you grow up? Tell us about growing up in Colorado.
I grew up in Grand Junction over on the Western Slope.
They play football over there?
We got some good players over there. Don't forget about Junction now.
Okay. And so you ended up at CU, and your career at CU, obviously a little up and down because you left the school. I thought you were a tremendous collegiate player. What led you to leave? Please recap. What did I miss during your CU experience?
I mean, honestly, going back to CU, I love CU. Loved the program. Had a great time. You know, I went to college there, and actually ended up graduating from CU, and that's where I got my degree.
Good for you.
But what happened was, let me back up a little bit. Going into my true senior year, the second game of the season, I broke my leg, and it was against UCLA. And then, obviously, I was out for the year. You know, I wasn't sure if I wanted to enter the draft or come back another season. And obviously, at that time, up in Boulder, that's when all the crazy madness was going on.
Yeah.
You know, Gary Barnett and obviously the players, recruits, just the whole entourage of things that were going on, honestly. And so for me, you know, being directly involved with the whole situation and obviously being on the team and those type of things, I decided that the best thing for me was to basically leave that situation. And obviously after talking to scouts and things, they said, you know, you had a Sears injury, you broke your fibula and tibula. You know, scouts and coaches, they want to see if you can come back and, you know, recover from that injury. So I ended up leaving in 04. I got a medical red shirt, so I went to a D1AA school and came back for my last season, and I had a great year.
All right, well Marcus, you spent some time, obviously, with the San Diego Chargers, and people in Denver want to know, because there's a label on them, is Philip Rivers a jackass, or is he a good guy?
Honestly, like you said, I've been around Philip for the last 5 years now, and he's a great guy. You know, it's funny because one of the things I see in the media and, you know, the little blogs and things that people write about him, but once you're around him and you know him, he's a great guy. He's definitely a great leader. He loves to have fun. But the thing is when he goes out on the field, he loves to compete. Mm. And it's like something that takes over him. And, you know, it's not even like he turns it on or off. It just happens. And I think that's what people see, is that he competes so much that, you know, he might start trash talking or whatever, and then, you know, people in the media, they make a big deal of it. And so they definitely have the wrong perception of Philip Rivers.
Well, we thought there was going to be a long rivalry between Jay Cutler and Philip Rivers, and, of course, that's gone down by the boards now. All right, Colorado grad Marcus Harris joining us from the San Diego Chargers. And, hey, Marcus, we want to give you a chance to tell us a little bit about the new business that you are starting with a grand opening this weekend.
Oh, yeah, very excited. My wife and I, we actually bought into a place called the Palms Tannin Resort, and we're actually the fourth location located in Colorado. And obviously, like the name, it's a tannin resort. It's about 3,200 square feet. We have about 14 rooms, pretty much every single bed you can think of to tan in. We obviously offer an alternative to tanning, which is the spray Mystic machine. So people that don't like to actually lay down and tan, they can actually just do a spray tan. And we're pretty excited. We're having a grand opening, like you said, this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's located in Castle Rock off of Founders Parkway. Tomorrow, it's all weekend. It's free tanning all weekend. Tomorrow, I got my teammates coming in, Quentin Jammer, Jock Caesar. These guys are all flying out for it. Tomorrow, we're having, a lot of guys come out for it. We're doing free food, giveaways. I got autographed jerseys from Birdman, Chauncey. Who else? We got LT, Philip Rivers, Carmelo Anthony, Vernon Davis, everybody. So it's a big thing, and we're excited that we're able to do it.
So you're an authority on the art of tanning. I have to ask Marcus Harris this then. Mike Shanahan, fake bake or not?
I would say for sure, and I'm probably guessing that he actually has a tanning bed in his house.
Well, then we've answered the question. That's all we need to. Hey, Marcus, best of luck to you, man. It sounds like you're gonna have an exciting weekend there at the Palms.
Yeah, definitely. And if you guys get a chance, come on down tomorrow about 12 o'clock. It's gonna be pretty huge this weekend. So. Look forward to seeing you guys.
All right, man. We appreciate your time. We'll do it again. Thanks, Marcus.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Marcus Harris went to CU, now plays with the San Diego Chargers.